The actor Shia LaBeouf has written his first movie. It's called Honey Boy, and it draws on his childhood as a Disney star and his conflicted relationship with his dad, who he plays in the movie. NPR's Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi has the story.
When we first meet Otis Lort, a thinly fictionalized Shia LaBeouf, played by Lucas Hedges, he's spiraling toward rock bottom. Sure, he's a successful movie star, but he's clearly in turmoil. And after a drunken car accident, Otis finds himself in court-ordered rehab, forced to confront his demons through extensive writing and therapy.
Otis, I've been doing this a long time. I saw your tests, and you have clear signs of PTSD.
No, I don't. From what?
The answer centers on Otis's relationship with his father and manager, an alcoholic ex-rodeo clown and felon based on LaBeouf's real-life father. The film unfolds as a parallel narrative, weaving between Otis's childhood, living with his domineering father in a rundown L.A. motel room, and as an adult in rehab, reckoning with the past. LaBeouf says the material for Honey Boy grew out of his own therapy sessions after he was sent to rehab and diagnosed with PTSD, but that it didn't take shape as a film until he began corresponding with his creative collaborator, Israeli director Alma Harel.
I've never had such a respectful, loving relationship with a person. Very boundaried, very professional, but also very warm and very honest.
Honey Boy is Harel's first scripted film, but her approach to documentary made her remarkably suited to the task, exploring the lines between fiction and nonfiction and engaging with traumatic memories through reenactment and performance.
I don't look at film genres in this like kind of binary way of like documentary, scripted, animation, dance.
Her first documentary portrayed people living in the derelict former resort town of Bombay Beach on the edge of California's Salton Sea, using a combination of verite and surreal dance sequences. It won Best Documentary at the 2011 Tribeca Film Festival, and when Shia LaBeouf happened to stumble across it at a record store, he was immediately struck by the sense of intimacy Harel managed to capture in her subjects.
So I wrote a fan letter.
Thus began a years-long creative partnership. LaBeouf executive produced her second documentary, Love True, in which Harel hired actors to play younger versions of her subjects, to creatively explore their own psychodramas. And Harel says it was a similar mix of performance and emotional excavation, artistry and honesty that she saw in the pages LaBeouf started sending her from rehab.
It's like the alchemy process of making art from pain and using that pain in order to make gold.
LaBeouf says Harel created a space on set in which he could focus on craft, fully inhabiting the role of his father alongside actor Noah Jupe, who plays his younger self.
How do you think it feels for me to have my son talk to me the way that you talk to me, have my son paying me? How do you think that feels?
You wouldn't be here if I didn't pay you.
Kim Yutani is director of programming at the Sundance Film Festival, where Honey Boy premiered. She says the film heralds a new chapter in Harel's career, pointing to her advocacy work.
She has such a clear idea of how to achieve gender equality in this industry, going straight to the issue, looking at who is getting hired for jobs and coming up with a solution as to change that.
Harel started a movement called Free the Work, a curated hiring database featuring underrepresented talent that aims to change the way everyone's stories are told on screen. Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi, NPR News.